I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the world hopes for a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, another tragedy is taking place. While there may be up to 50,000 casualties, human trafficking may be another byproduct. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie says currency devaluation is leaving young women vulnerable.
There's much more desperation to get out and to have hope in a different structure than the current economy. It has been a very dire situation for trafficking in Ukraine and surrounding countries.
People there are open to talking about Christ. Support EFCA's Ukraine Emergency Fund at our website. Meanwhile, there are around 14,000 children in Michigan's foster care system. Bethany Christian Services' Safe Families for Children program is shrinking that by providing safe Christian homes for kids. Recently, a church headed by Pastor Tim Diefenbach partnered with them.
We're doing this from a Christian faith base. That would mean that their children are going to come alongside of the families that are caring for them, and they're going to participate in our church life. That's the values that we have.
You can help show love to a struggling family by going to our website. And a lot of kids in Guatemala don't have school supplies. It's changing because of sponsored Children with Orphan's Heart. For many of them, it's the first time they've owned a backpack or a set of crayons. That in and of itself opens doors for the gospel. Pray many of these kids will discover Christ as they learn. Sponsor a child through a link at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed by the incredible stories you read about when you get the Atlas of Changed Lives, free from Sat7, stories of changed lives from Morocco all the way to Afghanistan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.